to the I Am Shiftable podcast, where each episode you begin to shift your state into your true essence. Every week, Reiki, sound, and meditation masters Lindy and Mars will help you make small shifts through meditation, sound healing, Reiki, yoga nidra, and other mindful modalities so that you can start, continue, or expand your meditative practice and ultimately transform your healing journey. Experience divine bliss and be able to affirm again and again, I am shiftable.
Hello, shifters. Welcome back. This is episode 18, and I'm your host, Lindy, and I am flying solo this week. Mars and her family are on another adventure, and we are looking forward to hearing all about that next week. But until then, I have picked a great topic for us to discuss today. It's mindfulness and awareness. Probably the biggest keys of meditation and maybe the biggest keys that most have no idea about. So let's dive in. There are two major parts of meditation. It's mindfulness and awareness. And both combined are the foundations of meditation. In fact, the journey to understanding the mind and how it works is based on the synergy between the practices of mindfulness and awareness. So what's mindfulness? Mindfulness is basically the psychological process of bringing one's attention to experiences occurring in the present moment without judgment. Sounds kind of simple, but most of us probably can spend most of our time doing anything but. So in order to embrace the present moment, we've got to be able to recognize it. Whereas most of the time, we're either pulled into the future by our hopes and fears, or we're bothered by the past chasing our could-haves or would-haves. Or sometimes we give in to our distractions and daydreams to get us through life. And some of those distractions can be quite harmful and even harmfully addictive. Thich Nhat Hanh's definition of mindfulness is the practice of being fully present and alive, body and mind united. Mindfulness is the energy that helps us to know what is going on in the present moment. I love these masters. So going a little bit deeper in mindfulness, mindfulness in Sanskrit is sati and means to remember. Sati is a significant element in Buddhist traditions and Tibetan meditation techniques such as Zen and Vipassana, just to name a few. As we all are well aware, there are many meditation techniques out there. And today, we're going to introduce you to Vipassana, which means to see things as they really are. Vipassana is one of India's most ancient meditation techniques. This non-sectarian technique of meditation was taught by the Buddha more than 2,500 years ago as a remedy for universal ills. So before we do that, what is awareness? Awareness, defined in the West, is the state of being aware or having knowledge of something. Well, that doesn't really define anything. The Sanskrit word for awareness is smriti, which means recognition or recollection. But recollection, not in the sense of remembering, but instead recognizing the product of mindfulness, bringing it back to mindfulness, which they work hand in hand. So awareness in meditation is an active investigation into the nature of the mind and how it functions, calling upon the qualities of the mind that present themselves through a meditation practice. So basically, stuff is going to come up for you as you meditate, and your awareness of the things that present themselves allows you, with practice, to be with what is, with acknowledgement and compassion. By doing this, you're able to allow whatever comes up to go. When we learn to recognize and acknowledge what's going on in the mind moment by moment, without judgment, we can then create space and allow thoughts, emotions, and sensations to simply go. As the thoughts, emotions, and sensations arise, they become the actual focal point of the meditation. Perhaps going even deeper in exploring the gaps between those thoughts, emotions, and sensations to discover a more spacious state of mind. Or we can also say actively investigate the nature of these mental events. It may sound like a little intellectual exercise, but when practiced properly, awareness meditation circumvents intellectual ponderings and provides direct insight into the nature of the mind and allows for liberation. Now, liberation of the mind is key. And in my research, I found four Buddhist concepts from the Dalai Lama that can assist us in understanding liberation a little bit more deeply. The first one is suffering. In Buddhism, the purpose of life is happiness, and the thing that prevents happiness is suffering. Eliminate the desires and attachments, and you eliminate suffering. The second one is impermanence. Nothing in the universe is permanent. Everything consistently evolves and changes. Changes evolve into periods of cycles. The universe and everything in it consistently evolves. This is the basic law of the universe. The third one is self. There is no self, only an illusion of self. Everything is one. And the fourth one is soul. Buddhism does not believe in an immortal soul which will dwell for eternity in heaven or hell. What Westerners may refer to as the soul, or Atman in Hindu terms, is more closely related to what Buddhists refer to as the mind. For our purposes and for a clearer understanding, we can use the word our individual awareness or consciousness as a thing that survives death, with the understanding that this is similar to the Western concept of soul, and that the awareness used in this way also includes our memory and experiences in life. In summary, if we were going to try to come up with an understanding on mindfulness and awareness, maybe we can understand them in this way. Mindfulness is a state of being. It is not something that you practice, but rather something that you are as a result of practicing awareness. And that, my friends, is a wrap. Thank you so much for spending your time with me today. It's been my pleasure to host episode number 18. And next week, we look forward to the return of Mars and listening to her adventures. But until then, keep shifting. Welcome to this guided Vipassana meditation. To get us prepared for Vipassana, it is nice to understand it in this way. Vipassana is a focus of impartial attention on the present moment. There is awareness and acceptance of whatever is occurring in the moment right now, without judging or adding to it. We see things as they actually are, free of subjective associations. Vipassana practice eventually eliminates the cause of mental and physical pain, purifies the mind, and results in a stable happiness that isn't affected by moods or outward circumstances. Although the practice of Vipassana is offered to the world from Buddhism, you don't have to be Buddhist to practice Vipassana or benefit from developing mindfulness. It is not a religion. Vipassana is a simple, gentle technique suitable for everyone in any age. Let us begin. Let us find a comfortable seat. You may sit or lie down if that's more comfortable, but make sure that you remain awake and aware. Relax the body and the mind, and gently close your eyes. Firstly, let us check in with your body, just as it is right now, noticing sensations that are present, feeling the contact the body is making with the floor, the chair, or wherever you are. Just noticing. It is helpful to keep the spine straight and energized while relaxing the muscles around the skeleton. Breathe in energy and awareness into the spine, reaching the spine gently upward. As you exhale, gently let go. Allow the shoulders to relax and let there be some slack in the jaw and soften the belly. Allow for a few deep breaths, just like this.
gently breathing upward and exhaling slowly. Let's start to scan the body, sweeping your awareness to different parts of the body without judging. Just becoming aware as best you can and bringing your attention to your experience moment to moment. Let us begin by tuning in to the crown of the head. Simply bring your awareness to the top of your head, tuning into whatever is present for you there. Can you feel the skin of the scalp? The temperature of the air on the skin? Can you feel your hair? There's no right, no wrong, just tuning into whatever is physically present in this moment. Noticing any sensations here, tingling, numbness, tightness, relaxation. Just becoming aware. Then including the head. Feel the weight of the head. Noticing any tingling, numbness, tightness. Now become aware of the forehead. Noticing whether or not you can feel the pulse in your forehead. Whether it is tight, is it ease? Noticing any sensation there. Let us come down to the eyes, the nose, cheeks, mouth, and chin. And finally, the ears, including any sounds that you notice coming to the ears. Becoming aware moment by moment. The changing pattern of sensations, feelings of warmth, coolness, ease. If you notice your mind wandering, then this is perfectly natural. Noticing your mind has wandered in the moment of awareness, then just gently guiding it back to the part of the body you are focusing on. Letting go of the head and face, move your awareness into the neck and shoulders. Noticing the strong muscles in this part of the body. Having awareness of any tension in the neck and throat. Perhaps becoming aware of the sensation of the air in the throat. Just noticing. Let's move awareness to the shoulders. Just becoming aware. And continue to stretch your awareness into the arms, the elbows, the wrists, the hands, and fingers. Aware of what is here. In each moment, noticing any and all sensations and being with those. Now turn your awareness to your abdomen. noticing the stomach. The place where you feel your gut feelings. Noticing your attitude to this part of your body. Seeing if you can allow it to be as it is. Taking a relaxed and accepting approach to this part of the body. Then stretch your awareness to your lower back, the lumbar spine. Feeling the gentle pressure as the back meets the floor, the chair, or just noticing your back, seated straight in meditation. Feeling the gentle pressure of your back. Maybe it's on the floor or in a chair. Just notice any and all sensations. Now move your awareness to your pelvis area, the hip bones, and sitting bones, the genitals, and groin. Noticing any sensations or lack of sensations that are here. Perhaps being aware of the breath in this part of the body. Just becoming gently aware of anything that is here in this present moment, right now. Now let go of the torso as the center of your awareness. And move your attention into the thighs, or both legs. Feeling the weight of the legs. Gently noticing any other sensations that are here. Tuning into the skin, the bones, the muscles of the legs. If your mind has wandered into thinking or planning or worrying, gently guide it back to this part of the body. Next, turn your attention gently towards your knees, bringing a friendly attention. Notice if there's any discomfort here. And if there is none, notice what is present already here. Just becoming aware of whatever it is. Now become aware of the calves of both legs. Noticing how your muscles feel here. Feeling this part of your legs from the inside out, the flesh, the bones, and again checking in where your attention is from time to time and noticing the quality of your attention. See if it's possible to bring gentleness and kindness into your awareness, not forcing yourself. Bringing a lightness of touch to your attention in this part of the body. Finally, move your attention into both feet, the heels of the feet, the instep, the balls of the feet, the tops of the feet, the skin, the bones. And finally, the toes. Seeing if it is possible to distinguish one toe from another. Noticing whether there is tension here, sensations, numbness, tingling, and allow any tension to soften as you bring a gentle attention to it. Now take one or two deep breaths and widen your focus, filling the whole body with awareness, noticing whatever is present, sweeping the body with your awareness from top to bottom, experiencing the body from the inside out, noticing where there is any acceptance towards any part of your body as you fill the body with gentle awareness and seeing if you can have compassion for any judgments or for any tension or pain that might be present. Feeling the energy of life flowing through you. Resting in awareness of this amazing, amazing body. Your body. Yours, just as it is. Feeling compassion for the pains, appreciation for its capacities, and the wonder of it all. Allow yourself to rest in knowing the perfection of you, right here, right now, in this moment, this moment. This moment.
Chose to exchange your energy during our time together today. If you would like to take your practice deeper with guidance on things like unifying your breath, mastering meditative postures, and a variety of meditations, you can become a Patreon member by signing up at patreon.com/IAMShiftable. That's patreon.com/IAMShiftable. Until next week, enjoy every shift, my love.